that's a lot of the times a lot of us where even though they might all signs point to no, I still want to try and see if this one person, and in all fairness, I get it. See if this one person actually meets, you know, the criteria of has all these social status markers and is a great person.
Is this person actually independent, or are they demonstrating these really hyper individualistic traits that might be indicative of avoidance or an anxious attachment that's leading them to maybe puff up a little bit?
Most of us are looking for hope, answers to the madness, certainty that we'll be okay, and someone safe to help guide us through the most challenging parts of our lives. In a world that's changing and evolving every single day, where chaos, uncertainty, and cycles we never chose wreak havoc on our lives, it's easy to feel lost, hopeless, and scared of what the future will hold.
Evolve Ventures is here to provide that hope, direction, and data-driven strategies to growth-minded human beings just like you every Monday and Thursdays, where each new episode is filled with vulnerable stories, interesting lessons, and simple tools you can use that will help you evolve into the person you were always meant to be. My name is Emilia.
And I'm Bianca.
And as the co-founders of Evolve Ventures, we are so grateful to be a part of your evolution. Let's get into it.
Hey, everybody. It's Bianca.
And it's Emilia.
Welcome to another episode of Evolve Ventures, where we are helping growth-minded humans evolve by breaking one limiting belief at a time. We hope you enjoyed the last episode, number 282, What to Do When Your Family Won't Change. For today, 283, Motivation Monday, don't get fooled by these red flags. Very punny, since today's April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to be fooled out here in these streets. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Don't be a fool.
So corny. Don't be a fool. So what we're going to dive into today are three of the biggest things that we see and that we've experienced. Red flags that end up getting overlooked because on the outside, they look good. But when you really take a look at them and when you dive deeper in, they're actually red flags that should be like that we want to watch out for and pay attention to.
Yeah.
This is something that in the past I really, really had a hard time with. I struggled being able to identify the difference between traits that were like they looked good until you actually dove in and you're like, okay. So the truth is, what this really is whatever. And the reason that happened so often to me was because of that deep need to be in a relationship. I didn't give it enough time to really see these traits. I didn't give it enough time. And so many of us do this. We don't give it enough time to play out and really see, okay, what is this actually though? What is this actually going to lead to? What does this actually mean? Okay, maybe it looks good on the surface, but when you take the surface layers away, what's really underneath? So that is what we're going to be diving into today. What are the three red flags that we do not want you getting fooled by? The very first one is one that I struggled with so significantly. This is one of the ones that I really got tripped up by. Independence versus avoidance is what I labeled it as. A lot of my exes did a really good job when we first met of making it seem like they were super independent. They had their stuff going for them. They knew what they wanted. They, you know, they had their whole life figured out and they didn't need anybody else. Later on, as the relationship evolved, as the relationship grew, as we got closer together, the truth was this wasn't independence. This was hyper individualism. And in all actuality, this was a lot of avoidance. These were avoidant and anxious patterns that made them, number one, either puffer fish. So like puff up and only show certain traits to make themselves look better.
Mm-hmm.
And then avoidance, like avoiding emotions, avoiding difficult conversations, avoiding some of these really important factors that made them maybe look like they had their stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
It made them look like they knew what was going on. But in all reality, they were really struggling with emotional intelligence, emotional expression, emotional maturity, and all of these other things. So number one,
yeah,
is this person actually independent? Or are they demonstrating these really hyper individualistic traits that might be indicative of avoidance or an anxious attachment that's leading them to maybe puff up a little bit?
1,000%. And so many people get caught in that trap. Number two really revolves around when you have someone, and by large in fault of our human nature, we love it, is really when it comes down to status. So a lot of us might get swept off our feet when we go on a date, or when we start kind of creeping, for lack of better words, on someone's social media, and they seem to have all of the social status markers that really build them on a high tier. You know, for example, I have a client in mind and also another friend who that was something that really checked the boxes for them, if you will, with making sure that they have the car, the nice apartment, they have the, you know, everything that one would deem as social status markers that put them in the upper echelons of other people that they otherwise could have dated, right? They got the fancy watch, they got the nice belt, they got the nice clothes, the nice, you know, charisma with their words, they're really good with people. Yeah, all those things where it's like, yeah, I want to spend my time with them. Unfortunately, though, what a lot of people experience with people who are really, really focused in on strictly just playing that game, the social status game, the unfortunate downside that a lot of people experience and get fooled by is that those people, those types of people, that's a giant mask for their insecurity and for the lack of inner development, emotional maturity, and emotional intimacy that's on the inside, inner world. So I have, for example, a client in mind who, a conscious single, she's in the dating world and she's, you know, on the prowl for her one, for her OG, for her
on the hunt
for her bae. And I'm so proud of her because she's come so far. And she started, you know, seeing this guy and she had matched with someone. And, you know, initially when she was kind of in that information gathering phase that a lot of us will go in when we're considering a prospect in an intimate relationship, she started to kind of review his Instagram. And one of the things that really was a red flag for her that she and I were talking through, and she had thought it was an insecurity of hers, so she was gaslighting herself, but really come to find out a couple of weeks later, and even on that coaching call that we had, was an intuitive pull that this guy ain't it. He had all the social markers. He was tall, dark, and handsome. She said he was beautiful and this and that. And while he had the look all put together, the way his follower count was really concerning for her. A lot of not so, shall we say, positive influences for the social media feed. So I'll let your imagination run wild with what that might look like. And so, yeah, Bianca's cracking up because I'm trying to be very politically correct when it comes to that. But you guys know, if you were to get in a room with someone that you're dating and then you see their friends or the people that they surround themselves with, you would probably cringe at the people that he is surrounding himself with on the social media feed. And for her, that was a big red flag. So don't get fooled. I think a lot of us will give, especially people who have low self-worth, will give people the benefit of the doubt, even when it comes to social media feeds and whatnot. But that's the thing that I just want to be mindful of. Like, she got fooled because it was like just constantly giving the benefit of the doubt, even though she was more aware of this now more than ever. Her intuition was right. She wanted to learn the hard way. And that's a lot of the times, a lot of us, where even though they might all signs point to no, I still want to try and see if this one person, and in all fairness, I get it. See if this one person actually meets, you know, the criteria of has all these social status markers and is a great person. You know, that's why when people look at us, Bianca, it's like, you can't be all of what you guys are. You can't be virtuous. You can't be this, you can't be all of that together. And it's like, no, but we are the exception. So come look at our behind the scenes. We're a little weird and a little quirky, but like that's the fun aspect of it. So that's number two, the social status, who is in your life.
Have you ever found yourself wishing that you could find other growth-minded people, feeling stuck and alone because the people around you aren't on the same path as you? Trust me, we have been there before, and that is why we created this free live virtual event called Out of the Mud, hosted on the last Wednesday of every single month. We do not miss. This event we designed is created to be that safe space so that you can hear new ideas, take away simple, tangible tools, and connect with those other people that are just like you, you've been looking and searching for your entire life, maybe, without, though, the pressure of needing to engage, turning on your camera, or worrying about the judgment. We hope we see you there. And what's really cool too is that every single month is different. So don't miss out on the next topic that we'll be talking about this month. No two are the same. We'll see you there.
I also just want to make sure that I say not everybody who has a flashy social media is, you know, underdeveloped behind the scenes. What we're saying is this person's one redeeming quality, the fact that they have all of these things? Is that the only thing that they talk about? Is that the only thing that is really making them seem so incredible to you? And the only way you'll know that is by actually getting in their life,
yeah,
and seeing the truth behind the scenes. Because every single one of us knows social media is fake. It is all fake. Nobody shows their real life. Nobody shows the reality of what's actually going on. So yeah, someone might seem amazing on social media, but then you really see what their life actually looks like. And yeah, maybe they have a beautiful car and a gorgeous house, but they're also $100,000 in debt.
Yeah.
And all of that went on their credit card that they're struggling to pay off. So just be mindful of these things. Yes, a lot of people who their entire life is just the flashy, a lot of them aren't super developed, but that's not to say a blanket statement. Every single person who has a booming social media and who has a really big like social presence, let's say, is that, because that's not accurate. It's not true. But you have to be mindful of recognizing the difference. And again, you can't do that unless you take enough time to do it, which kind of goes into the third one, Em. And I know this was yours and I'll make sure that you say it, but the halo effect, you labeled it the halo horn effect.
Yeah.
I got so caught up in the halo effect with my previous partners.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even funny. I put them on a pedestal.
Yeah.
I got so wrapped up in the perception of what they were. And I was so excited. And then you really see behind the scenes, and once they come off the pedestal and it's like, oh my God, this is really what your life is. This is really who you are. And this isn't to insult anybody. This is more of me kind of like patting myself on the hand, like, no, because of my tendency to not look at these things.
Right.
And then to get swept up in it.
And that's perfectly normal. And honestly, biology works a little bit against us when it comes to that, because that's what we call and we've referred to in past episodes as the infatuation stage. When you first meet someone and let's say they are checking all the boxes, we get whoosh flood with a ton of emotions because the meaning and the narratives that we're building. Oh, well, I can see myself doing X with this person. Oh, they're into art. I'm into art. Oh my God, there's this awesome show, blah, 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 and insert the just running narrative of what could be, right? And so we naturally build that halo effect. And for our listeners, that is just the rose-colored glasses. We build it into our visual perception of that person, and they end up on a pedestal. And what's unfortunate is that the people who get fooled by that is what ends up happening is you start to get closer and closer to that person's life, and you start to realize they're all not as chalked up to what you and your narrative and the perception built up in that infatuation stage or with those rose-colored glasses that had lasted beyond the infatuation stage. So what happens then? And this is what happens is people end up getting so close to that that now they start to gaslight themselves and not actually see the reality of what that person is. I have a distinct relationship in mind that I observed and got to understand. I know there's a lot of people who have experienced this where, and even myself, I got caught in one of these cycles where because of this, actually all three of these, right? Hyper independence, actually avoidant,
the social status seemed to have power, seemed to have all these things that were so heart opening. And then that built up a halo effect. What ended up happening is I got closer to this person. In the example that I'm thinking of, this person got closer to their partner. This partner could do no wrong. It doesn't matter how off they were with their rocker or how abusive they were with their terminology and the way in which they spoke to this partner. Nothing that they did was ever beyond unimaginable and intolerable for this person. And so over time, you just start to tolerate more and more and more. And then you might get hidden in the background and put underneath this giant kind of spell that locks you in a box. And before you know it, you stop doing your hobbies. You stop hanging around with the people that you hung around with because your partner doesn't allow it. The controlling, the manipulative, all of these behaviors start happening. And then before you know it, you're 4 years into a relationship that you've totally lost connection with yourself. So don't get fooled by these things. One of the indicators, if that's happening, is that I want to make sure that I say in closing in this episode is like, if you have someone that you're dating that is afraid to expose you into their deepest inner circle, that is a warning sign. That is a flag. And that is a flag that is honestly far too many people will not realize, like, well, why don't you want to share me on your social media? Or why don't you want to, you know, acknowledge that, like, I haven't met your parents or that I haven't even met your friends? Or like, we can't even go on a date without it being out of town that you live on. Like, those are some things, some flags that can really show you what you might not want to see when you are experiencing that halo effect, which is just another cognitive bias. So,
yeah.
Don't be a fool. Don't get fooled by these types of people and acknowledge the red flags as they come. And if you're struggling to do that, that's where someone in your life who can hold you accountable can be sometimes a lifesaver.
Maybe that's where the You Do You program can come in. You can have a coach or your therapist of choice help you understanding, is this a red flag or is this, maybe this one actually is my insecurity. So if that's something you're interested in, down in the DMs or go to evolveventurestech.com/therapy. All the information is there. Episode suggestion before we wrap up.
275, Motivation Monday, how to stop apologizing for who you are. Bianca?
271, how the people around you impact your brain. All right, everybody, go crush your week. Happy April. Happy spring. You know I'm happy as a clam.
Bye, everybody. Bye, everyone. We know firsthand how important it is to have a safe space with people who support and celebrate your evolution. That's why we created our free live virtual event called Out of the Mud that we host the last Wednesday of every single month, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so that while you venture into new territories of your growth, you can get in a room with others who are too. Extraordinary topics with evolved people. That's what this event is all about. What's great too is that you don't even need to have your camera or mic on. You can just listen in. Click the link in the show notes to register for the next topic to kickstart your growth.
Be on the lookout for our IG Lives that we host every Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is a place where you can connect with us live and in a fun, lighthearted way. We are also in the process of rolling out group coaching and online courses, and these are sure to help you evolve into a greater version of yourself.
If this episode resonated with you or you heard something you know will help you evolve, please share it with someone you love and care about, team members across the world, or someone who you believe deeply could benefit from joining this discussion.
This content is intended for information purposes only. It is not a substitute for professional counseling or psychotherapy, medical advice, diagnoses, or treatment, and does not constitute medical or other professional advice. Names and identifiable personal details mentioned in respective podcast episodes and stories may have been changed to protect personal privacy and identity.